been a pretty intense
week. I put that lightly, I suspect.
Yeah, it's been very emotional. It's changed my life, though. The most amazing experience I've ever had.
How did you feel this time last week?
The nerves were intense. Obviously, I'd done my semi-final. I'd won that amazing experience. And I was sort of sat in the hotel room on the Sunday morning just thinking, right, get my act together. Potentially, I could win this. And, you know, I was trying to think of, you know, all my lyrics. I was thinking of what I was going to do, the cameras I was going to look at. So there was a lot to think about, which kept me busy. But then as soon as you're there, as soon as you're in the studios and stuff, you just don't have the time to think.
I stuck something out on Twitter yesterday
yeah.
for people, because you've got an awful lot of followers now
yeah.
on social media, particularly on Twitter.
Yeah.
Are you watching as your counter of the number of people that follow you just literally rises? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Literally, you just sat looking, and I could be scrolling through my Twitter and you just see so many people liking, and then you put one tweet out and then suddenly people are jumping on it. It's a lovely feeling. It's a very privileged position to be in. It's lovely.
Well, I did a hashtag Ask Callum.
Right, okay.
So let's see what people are asking. Right. This from Mark Burnett says, do you pay for sweets at the cinema, or do you buy them in Asda beforehand, other supermarkets being available, yeah. obviously?
Good question. Yeah, I buy them before I go in.
Billy Joe Hart says, who is your musical idol?
Well, my all-time must be Michael Jackson. I loved him as a kid. I loved him growing up. I would do anything to have gone to his concert. And he's still there. He's still a massive idol.
This one from Jessica, and we'll get on to asking other questions as well. Yeah. But she says on Ask Callum, this could be a trend, couldn't
it?
This could start something off. How have you not been discovered until now? Your voice is incredible.
Oh, bless you. Thank you. Well, I think it's just because of the platform. I mean, Britain's Got Talent and X Factor, The Voice, all these huge talent shows are a massive platform for people to be able to take themselves from like pubs and clubs or even bedroom singers like I was to huge stages, and you know, you've been watched by millions of people, and like, you know, with my Twitter, it just, your social media just explodes, and you've got all those fans just waiting for your music and to hear from you. So it's just about being in the right place as well, putting yourself out there. So I'd advise anybody, if something like that is what you want to do, if you want to sing or if you want to perform, definitely go for a show like that.
Take me back to Sunday night then. You're on the big final, national television, worldwide exposure. That moment that it just suddenly sort of stopped almost, yeah. and there was that flicker,
yeah.
and then there was the cough, and then you carried on.
Yeah.
How did you feel that moment that happened?
Well, you know, I mean, it's been, there's a lot of pressure. I was the golden buzzer for Simon. I was the first of the auditions that went out on TV. I was the last semi-finalist on the last semi-final. So there was intense pressure already. And then with the final, you know, people are saying, I'd heard somebody had put £10,000 on me winning. So I'm trying to avoid whoever that is. There'd been a lot of people placing bets. I was still the bookies' favourite to win. I think there was Carl Glynnithways, as we was having a sort of battle with who was going to win. And so there was an intense pressure for me, and you know, I knew a lot of people had tuned in, a lot of people were waiting for it, even across the globe, my family in Canada, people in Australia, there was a lot of people watching. And I think as soon as I came in on the wrong line, the look of disappointment on Simon's face was just, it was heartbreaking. And I know he was disappointed because he wanted me to do well as well. So the thoughts running through my head, it was just, it felt like it was hours of being stood in silence. And I think the only reason that I did that cough was more instinct of, right, next cue, come in and just try and smash the rest of the song out. So that's exactly what I tried to do.
Because that's the irony of it, isn't it? That the rest of the song was probably your best song of the entire competition.
Definitely. I mean, I said to my sister about, you know, when I was emotional in my audition, I think that's what gave it that edge. And I think when I did the final performance as well, because I had all those emotions running through my head, when I went to do the latter part of the song, I was giving it absolutely everything that I could, every fibre of me. And I think that's what gave it that sort of emotion and that passion.
Because you're from Hull, you know, down to earth lad and all of that.
Yeah.
Have you taken a few pleasant jokes about
it? I mean, there was one guy in particular I remember, I tweeted to say that I was going to see Peter Levy, and that I was doing a show with him, and one of the people that tweeted back said, just make sure he remembers his lines. And you just gotta laugh, because you know, it was a massive thing. There was 15 million people watching. I did sort of fluff the lines, but it was a tiny mistake in the scheme of things, and so you've just got to laugh things like that off. You know, they're not trying to be cruel, they're just trying to be funny, so it's fine.
Annie Jade Evans on Ask Callum Scott says, do you write your own music?
I do, and I'm starting to write a lot more music as well, so it's not the last you've heard of me by a long shot. I'm back in the studio, I'm writing my own songs, I've got together with one of my friends who's a producer, and we're writing tracks together, so there's a lot more to come.
And what has it been like getting back to Hull this week and just having a normal few days? Has it been a normal few days for you?
Normal-ish. Normal is in my environment. It's nice to come back to Hull, and I love being here. As much as I love London, I do love being up in Hull. And, you know, I've had a lot of support from people. I've had people come to see me, and it's nice to have that support around me. But things are going to be kicking off. I've got some really good gigs coming up and some events that I'm attending. So, you know, I don't think it's ever going to be as normal as it was before. I think that's changed.
And of course, the big question is, and a lot of people have been asking this prior to the final, not just the final, but prior to that, whether you will get signed by a record label, whether Simon Cowell will sign you. What is the latest? And do you expect to sign something?
I'd love to sign a record deal. I would love to start writing my own music with a proper team and to be signed by a label. I think that's the next accolade. I've got my management, and I'm working hard with them in London and picking up, you know, gigs and things like that. So I've got my foot on the ladder. But in terms of the deal with Psycho, I'm still waiting to hear from that. And we'll see. If I don't get signed by Psycho, it's not the end of the world at all.
I interviewed Alicia Dixon yesterday, and that's an interview we'll hear next Saturday in full. Cool. But she said some nice things about you.
Brilliant.
It's quite tough for singers to win the show. I think it's a great platform for singers because hopefully if they're good, like Callum is, Simon will hopefully sign them or someone else. But I think, I felt for him that night. My heart went out to him. But I still think he recovered really well. So many artists make mistakes when they're on stage. It's pretty normal. It's how you recover, how you kind of like mask it and move forward. And I think he did. And his vocals, you can't deny them. They're unbelievably good.
What do you think when people like Alicia Dixon are saying such nice things about you?
Oh, I mean, it's untrue. Like, I remember being stood on the stage after my semi-final performance, and the passion that that Amanda and Alicia and David and Simon was talking, it's such a privilege and an honour to be, you know, talked about by people like that. And especially Alicia, she talks with such passion, and she's saying, you know, you do something to me when you sing, and all I want to do is listen to the next thing that you're going to come up with. And I hope that's, you know, that's felt by a lot of other people, because I've got so much more to give, and I've hopefully got a big future ahead of me in terms of music.
Not bad for that lad who I remember a couple of years ago as a judge on Star Search. Seeing you sing at the New Griffin Pub on Anlaby Road.
Yeah, it's a massive change, isn't it? I love it, though. I mean, the whole journey that I've been on, from Star Search and all the way through to what I'm doing now and, you know, what's to come as well, it's all part of the journey, and I absolutely love it, every single minute of it.
I mean, it's clearly something you've aspired to achieve. Yeah. Now you've got a little bit closer. Is it as good and as exciting as you thought it might be?
Yeah, if not even more exciting. You're in positions where you're performing to millions of people. You've got people it's happening often now. I'm getting stopped in the street, people having pictures with me. It's an amazing, amazing feeling, and just for something that I love to do, it's so strange that, you know, other people are so, you know, passionate about that as well. It's lovely.
Having met you many, many times and meeting you and working around you on Star Search, the whole Daily Mail music competition, the funniest thing was seeing a tweet, I think, with your semi-final performance, when a young lady tweeted, Callum Scott, Callum Hart.
I didn't even see that. That's amazing.
Is it weird? I mean, I'm not suggesting for 1 minute you've searched your name on the internet or anything, but is it weird if you were to do that? The amount, because people obviously tweet about you, but might not link into you, so there are a lot more tweets out there.
Yeah,
is it strange people talking about you?
Yeah, very strange. I mean, the thing is when people are tagging me and stuff, I get to see it, and it's usually, you know, really, really supportive, and people wanting to know what I'm doing next, and, you know, what's the next big thing he's going to do. So in that regard, it's amazing. But what I'm sort of edging away from is searching myself and finding maybe negative comments or, you know, a little bit of hate or something. Not because I'm scared of reading it, but because I think I'm so focused now on what I'm doing that to read something like that might set me back a little bit. So I'm just trying to stay positive and keep the doors open to my future, basically.
Well, good to see you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And I hope it is a nice, warm, sunny weekend, and Callum Scott can be Callum Hart.
Me too.
Case.